Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts. Welcome to our special edition of What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who are here today to talk about the Mueller report, the response to it, the insanity in America, the enormous, all-consuming hatred of the left, other matters relating to it. Like everybody that could, I had the TV turned on this morning to listen to what was going on. And it was exciting. How could it not be exciting? Richard, how are you tonight?
Fine. I'm surprised that it's still as cold as it is in New England, but so be it. I'm living here. My fault.
Well, things are warm in the nation's capital, and not necessarily because of the temperature. Now, Dick, here's the thing that amazes me. The conclusion, completely verified, there was no collusion between the Trump campaign, candidate Trump, President Trump, with Russia. None, nobody, not anything, nada, zip. That was what this whole thing was supposed to be about. And yet, have you heard anybody talk about, isn't it wonderful that we don't have a Manchurian candidate for president of the United States, that all of this, the whole underlying thing, and by the way, in this document, they say, well, there isn't anything that is correct about the sealed dossier, which was the predicating document that created the whole thing to begin with. But Donald Trump is guilty of obstruction of justice for not letting this coup continue that wasn't based on anything that was real. In fact, what the hell's going on around here? I feel like Vince Lombardi. What the hell is going on around here? This is
how can you have obstruction when there was no crime?
That of course is a logical question. In law, it doesn't really necessarily make any difference because you can obstruct just based on what you do. And so, essentially, what they're saying is, you know, I put up a little post today. I said, you know what? When I was falsely accused, I wrote, "Hi, my name is Jack," my memoir. And there were people that didn't like me writing it. The ones that didn't like me writing it were the ones where I exposed and told the truth about what they were doing.
Yeah.
When you are falsely accused, setting the record straight is the number one thing that you want to do when you are lied about and repeatedly lied about, the frustration of it. Plus, as Trump said, you know, when he first learned about it from Jeff Sessions, wimp that Sessions is, he slumped back in his chair and said, "My presidency is done. I'm effed." And I can see why he would say that. It certainly, once Clinton was accused, there was never, you know, once the Lewinsky thing hit, there was never another day that he really was effective as a president. So here Trump's saying that, and he didn't do anything.
Well, he had a cloud over his head for this
first
whole 2 years.
And
what kills me, Yeah, but what kills me is the amount of money, time, subpoenas, people that they put under scrutiny, and they came up with nothing. And there's still people on the left saying, well, we got to keep digging because there's got to be something there. And I'll tell you the truth, for me anyway, Jack, is I hope they keep this up. I hope they keep doing this because the American people are saying, you people don't have anything and you're just busting his chops. That's all you're trying to do. And the answer to that is to get rid of these people and put the house back where it belongs.
They're calling for the impeachment of the Attorney General. They're not going to get very far with that, I can tell you. Well, they might get, you know, they might try and do that, but it certainly will not be sustained in the Senate. And they'll try to impeach Trump too. This is the viciousness of this, and the inability to admit that they're wrong. None of them are willing to admit that they're wrong. I can't believe it. It's galling and it's appalling. On the other hand, I don't see any of these candidates having a chance against Donald Trump in 2020. And they keep saying, well, this, you know, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, whatever his name is, who is French kissing lover on his platform. And I think to myself, what in the hell is going on around here? I mean, this guy is, whether you're gay or straight, making out when you're standing, giving your platform speech to run for president of the United States, it's not presidential. I mean, you know, some of the things Trump does aren't presidential. I'll grant you that. And he can be bombastic and, you know, and he can be a bit of a rear end sometimes, for sure. Kind of celebrating of perversion. It isn't going to sit well with the American people. It's just one thing after the other. But let's go back to the report. Here's the thing, Dick. If the goal, which is originally set out to be, was to discover whether or not there was collusion, then the Mueller has been successful because he has definitively said there wasn't. That should have been the end of it. That they have tried because it was, but that never was the goal. The goal was to get Trump. You remember when Comey three different times told Trump that he was not the target of investigation? He lied to him three times. He should have been fired for that, if nothing else. Now, you remember when General Flynn lied to the vice president about something, Trump fired him immediately, said, I'm not okay with that. You can't lie to the vice president or him. Yeah. He did the same thing to Flynn that he did to Comey. He fired him, and Comey needed to be fired. Frankly, Comey needs to be indicted.
In jail.
Jail. He absolutely needs to be. And what has he done? He has taken the director of the FBI, given it to people to be to a man, the guy that was the professor at Columbia University, to have it published to create this special counsel, and that in and of itself was a crime. He needs to pay for that. The signing of the original petition, swearing that it was true, the Steele dossier, to get a FISA warrant knowing that it wasn't, was a crime. Why is it not obstruction of justice for these people to be trying to undermine the President of the United States? How is that not obstruction of justice? Shouldn't it be?
I think Barr's going after that. Barr's going to go after these people, though, isn't he? Isn't that kind of part of what this whole thing is? And the DOJ's Inspector General is coming out with a report. I think that's supposed to be the next 6 to 8
Horowitz.
Weeks. That in and of itself, the 4 weeks, that's even better. I think there's going to be some people that are going to be heading for the hills.
Dick, here's the thing. This cannot be set. It cannot just sit like this. They have to go after these people fast and hard. And this entire attempted coup against the President of the United States of America? What the hell is going on around here? I keep saying that, don't I?
Yeah.
But it is infuriating. This is the most upset, I believe. I can't ever remember a time when things were as bad as they are right now as far as corruption. And we have half the people in the United States that believe this bull. And yet, you know what? We've been right all along. For years, we've been on the right, you know, what was right. And here all these people with all of their opinions, they've known nothing. I'm talking too much. You say something.
No. Well, I think, like you said, you're a little bit fired up. But, you talk about things with the presidencies, though. I think Herbert Bush was the last one that I don't remember ever him having any situation at all. I think his son did. God knows Clinton did. And Obama. I mean, they've all had altercations with other people in the world or even in this country that have been unpresidential, to say the least. Is Trump a little crude? Yeah. But you know what? He's not part of the swamp. He's not, you know, a lifelong politician that has been fed by the public of this country and have done nothing but turn themselves into millionaires. So I don't hold with anything that a lot of these people say. I mean, I just watched Pencilneck talking too, saying, "Oh well, there's more to come. You believe it?" And I'm thinking, bring it on, absolutely. But if they do, and I absolutely believe that they need to go after these people, because it was, to me, that was to me, it's like treason. You wanted to, you brought up fault witness against the President of the United States, and you tried to corrupt his administration. No, you need to spend some time in prison. I mean, and to me, you can't tell me that Obama didn't know what was going on. You can't tell me.
No.
Well, obviously, the Clintons knew what was going on. His attorney general knew what was going on because Clinton told her on the tarmac. So, I mean, all of these people.
They made a deal on the tarmac. And we don't know for specifically what they said, but it was like, you know, you stand down for this and you're going to be the attorney general, our attorney general, for the next go round. And she wanted that. So,
Hillary won.
Now, you know, for Hillary to win, yes. But she couldn't be if she was indicted, which she should have been.
Yeah.
Now, as far as obstruction of justice, they want to call obstruction of justice, Trump saying this is a witch hunt about 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Obstructing their attempted coup, giving themselves legitimacy that they do not have. There was no legitimacy for the original investigation to begin with because it was predicated upon a fraudulent document, the Steele dossier, and they knew it was fraudulent. They did, and they tried to implant people into the Trump campaign that were spies that had ties to Russia. And this is the FBI and the DOJ to try and get it to happen. And they just wouldn't hire them. They tried their best to get somebody in place. If they had done that, then they would have had Trump and he would have never known it. They would have literally cut him out of U.S. history with a silent coup. God Almighty spared us from that. And that's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
This Halpern.
I mean,
all of these things. It's as bad and worse. Having the investigation begun with Peter Strzok, and when the special counsel is appointed, and Sessions does nothing. By the way, if Sessions had even an ounce of decency to him, he'd take his own life. What disgraced people in Europe over the centuries have done. I mean, what a disgrace and a despicable
being Christians, we don't ask people to take their lives, though, my dearest brother. So we're not condoning suicide at all. We'll cut that out of the tape.
Here's the other thing, Dick. Trump would get pissed like I am now, and he'd say something dumb like that. And so he'd tell his staff to do something, and they said, no, we're not going to do that one.
Yeah.
And they protected him. Thank goodness. So he wanted to do a lot
of
things.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. And he realized that, it's kind of, you're right. I mean, I really shouldn't suggest that Jeff Sessions take a gun to his head. But, he's the worst attorney general. He's worse. Holder at least was effective. He didn't do the right thing. And in Fast and Furious, he sold guns to El Chapo that got Agent Terry killed, and he got away with it because they made everything, presidential, I forgot the term, not presidential privilege, but where you can't, it is privileged information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Privileged information.
Yeah, what about Tarmac Betty as an attorney general? Come on. I mean, to go and work a deal with the ex-president who's hiding information for his wife. Session was stupid, but that woman was just she should be involved in this thing too, as far as criminality is concerned, because that was ridiculous.
Oh, I agree.
That was obstruction of justice.
And when Sessions took over, convinced him he needed to recuse himself. So here he was, this great noble person that set about by being a fool and conned into doing it.
Yeah.
Set in motion this whole thing that has, and yet, you know what? We're not talking about beheadings anymore because ISIS has been taken care of.
Yeah.
We're not talking about massive unemployment anymore. We're not talking about gasoline being way too expensive and everything else, because all of our energy sector is being kept in check for stupid reasons. Economy is booming. Stock market. You know what? When the whole thing came out, Dow Jones went up 125 points. I don't know what it ended up.
Yeah.
But it was like, okay. Yeah, they don't, you know, all they're interested in is the bottom line, not in these people being so malicious. And, you know, it's sick. These people are disappointed that Trump's not a traitor.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And they hate him because he loves Americans like you and me.
Yeah.
Because he loves this nation. Yeah. They hate him.
So sad.
Beyond.
It really is.
Well,
it's
infuriating.
But
now,
of course, you know, as time goes along, it does my heart good to find out all of my millionaire Hollywood moguls that hate Trump. Oh, guess what? Oh, my God. $500,000 to put their two dummies into the University of Southern California. And now they're stupid enough to say they're not guilty. So these people might spend, it's a maximum of 40 years, but I would think that maybe the little house on the prairie is going to have a jail cell, and she might be there for 5 to 10 years. I love it.
I don't really care about putting her in jail. She's not a threat to anything. She just is a fool. And her husband's a fool too. And the worst con of all, the daughter didn't register at Southern Cal and kept the money. Isn't that
I do have to admit though, you're coming up in the world though, because you didn't say that she and her husband should commit suicide. So we're getting better now. Jack is alleviating to a new level of Christianity, folks.
Of compassion. Yeah. Well, I've got no
compassion.
Yeah. I've got no compassion for Obama, Clapper, Brennan, Sally Yates,
Comey,
Loretta Lynch, Comey, Strzok, Page. A little bit for Paige, actually, because she has been forthcoming and been very honest. And Bruce and Nellie Orr, Glenn Simpson, Christopher Steele.
Who is the assistant district attorney. Who was
McCabe.
That? The guy with the – McCabe, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's probably a lot more involved in that whole thing.
Baker.
That are underlings.
And all of these people. All of these people need to be imprisoned. Imprisoned. And, you know, for those out there who voted to put in the Democrats, Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and put Pelosi in charge with Nadler and Pencilneck, you're getting what you're paying for. They haven't done anything since they've taken power other than try to get Donald Trump, because they've got some power to do it now. That's all they have done. And if you voted for these people, shame on you. And it's true.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, shame on them for doing so.
Don't forget
if I were
the
Trump,
other. who was that other Muslim woman too that says we're going to get that MF-er?
Yeah, I don't even remember her name. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, she's gone.
Honestly, you know, everybody, they're all putting up these petitions wanting to get rid of Omar. She needs, the people need to unelect her. That's the way to get her out of Congress, not to have any kind of petitions. We'll do no good, number one. And number two, just having her around to let everybody know how hateful, how anti-Semitic, how anti-American the Democratic Party is becoming is actually good for us. It's not good for America that we have her there, but it's good to see how bad things can get when you put in the wrong people, and she is definitely the wrong person. Yeah. She's a beautiful woman. I mean, she really is an attractive lady, and you would think that she would be classy and demure, but she is filled with hate and rage and evil. Sad. I mean, definitely.
Well, sad
that
she would marry her brother in order to get him to come into the country.
Yeah, I know.
To me, that is extremely suspect.
Suspect. It's illegal, and not only that. Ew. Ew.
Yeah.
Can you imagine marrying our sister? Oh, my God.
No.
That's about the worst thought of my life. No. But that anybody would even consider such. And I don't want to know if they were ever together. I just don't even want to know.
You mean don't care if they consummated the marriage?
I guess they would have had to in order for it to be, I don't know. I don't want to, that's.
No, let's go on. That's not very Christian of us either. So.
Well, I don't think it's not Christian at all to say that that's perverted any more than it would say that it's creepy for, you know, Mayor Pete to be, you know, French kissing his whatever, you know, on the stage after giving a speech, and somehow that this is to be championed? Nonsense. It's just wrong, and it's definitely not presidential, as I said earlier. Well, at any rate, we have 1 minute left. What are your thoughts as far as what's going to happen now?
Well, I think that just those certain people will continue to push against Trump, and again, I think the American people are pretty fed up with it. I'm hoping that there's a little bit of talk about joining together about the crucial at the border, that there's starting to be some Democrats that are talking about that it is a crisis and we've got to do something. And again, Barr did something. Didn't need to curtail the family unit type of thing. So it's hopefully it's going to come around. But you know, this country cannot continue to prosper when we just let anyone, Tom, Dick, or Jose, come into the country.
No, that's absolutely true. It's terrible. We're out of time. And you know what? I'm thrilled that President Trump has been exonerated. This is a good day for America, despite the left. So let me just say, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And we'll talk to you all next Monday. Bye-bye.